in this in the Dhamma Center, and you know, just bringing the body and the mind together, both, you know. So often, you know, the body can already be sitting here and we can see it, but actually the mind is still somewhere else, you know, kind of tying up loose ends endlessly. And then suddenly it's 4 o'clock, you know, and we are not quite sure, what have we been doing? So it's about, you know, bringing the body and the mind both here. And we do that through connecting with the body. And the mindful movement, you know, is very supportive for that. And now, you know, by turning the awareness towards the body, being mindful of the body sitting and breathing in and breathing out. And I'd just like to start with a little poem. There is this anthology, the collection of poems from the early enlightened nuns who lived, you know, at the same time when the Buddha was walking the earth. And currently, a friend of ours is working on a contemporary translation of those poems, and I'd like to share one with you, which I feel, you know, is really speaking to the practice in a very simple and direct way, kind of expressing very clearly what the practice is all about. And the nun who is speaking here is called Sangha. And she says, "When I left the only home I had ever known, I thought I had left behind everything. But I still carried all the years of running back and forth and around in circles after this or that. Just sitting still, those circles have broken apart and been carried away by the simple wind blowing in and out. All your old thoughts, like snow falling on warm ground, just sit back and watch." You know, that's exactly, you know, what the practice is all about. You know, sitting back and watching the body and the mind, what they are doing, you know, not changing that experience, but just really fully being with the flow of the experience, opening to the feelings of the experience, and not kind of judging into, you know, wanting more of this and wanting less of that. That's what we are training ourselves in the practice. That capacity, you know, to stay open and fluid with whatever it is, you know, which is arising, knowing that it's going to cease again. And that's really the essence of the practice, you know, to be there with what is, without judgment. And if judgment arises, to know that as well, without identifying with it. Whatever it is, you know, being bored, being tired, being sad, being mad, being glad, whatever it is, knowing it and being okay with it. That's really the essence of the practice. It's very, very simple. And there have been, you know, many different methods have been developed to train oneself in that capacity to be okay with what is. And many schools of Buddhism have been developed, and other spiritual teachings of all other traditions, they all want to support us in that capacity of being okay with what is, because it is what it is. And just, you know, developing that capacity to be okay with not being in control. And knowing, you know, the only control we have is to work with our minds. And to give like full freedom to all phenomena as they arise and as they cease again. And, you know, and while we are having that kind of openness and let, you know, phenomena arise and cease and let them move through our system, like more and more wisdom and compassion is developed in that way. And then our world starts to change, but not by forcing it to be different, but by just meeting it with much more wisdom and compassion, meeting it with openness. Just the simplicity of breathing in and breathing out. And using that as an anchor for the mind. Filling the mind with the simplicity of the sensation of breathing in and breathing out. And you know, whenever you notice the mind wanders off into thinking about past and future, hopes and fears, as soon as you're noticing it, just gently bringing it back to breathing in and breathing out. And in that way, you know, we kind of wean the mind off from its addiction to stories. And just being with the present moment, what's really happening right now. And giving room to it. It's okay. It's okay to feel scared. It's okay to feel bored. There's nothing wrong with that. It's gonna end anyway. Just be okay with what is. And this kind of okayness is a fluidity of just being okay with whatever feelings arise. Whatever thoughts arise, it's okay. And this okayness, it's not a frozen state, but it's an ease and a fluidity with whatever is arising. So I'll leave you now to the meditation. It's another 20 minutes or so. I'm going to ring the bell. We have about 10 minutes left, so feeling a little bit tired, maybe just open your eyes and take a deep breath. And it's okay to be tired. Most of you have a full week of work and other commitments, so it's quite normal to be tired, and that's totally okay. This is a day, you know, for kind of resourcing yourself and breathing in, you know, taking something in to resource yourself and then breathing out, giving back. It's a natural rhythm. Any living being needs that, that balance between breathing in and breathing out in literal sense and also in terms of, you know, giving to ourselves and then from that space giving to others. And giving to the world. And this balance is quite difficult to find for some people. And hopefully through this kind of meditation we can familiarize ourselves with the stories. You know, we tell ourselves we should do more, it's not enough. All of those are stories. Because anybody who is giving needs to also receive. And from that space of having received, we can just, the giving flows forth. Breathing in and breathing out. That's the real rhythm of life, arising and ceasing. That's the most, you know, central insight into the way things are. Receiving and giving, arising and ceasing. The whole teaching of the Buddha is founded on that very insight. It's very, very simple. And it's quite easy intellectually to get it, but to really know it for what it is requires the work of meditation. For example, the lawnmower out there, it stopped, now it starts again. So there was this very short, oh, maybe it's over now. No, it isn't over, it's okay. It doesn't kill us. And maybe, you know, you can notice that if you're not kind of resisting the sound, it's actually much better than trying to thinking, when is it going to stop, when is it going to stop? You're just like amplifying the sound in that way. But if you just let it move through, flow through with ease, it's just what it is. Somebody mowing the lawn because they have to be mown from time to time. It has nothing to do with us. It's just happening. Then, you know, we can actually, at the end of the meditation, we might just choose to close the door, and then might be a little bit buffered from the sound, and that's what we can do. But we can't stop it. And it will stop in its own time. This is a way of, you know, seeing what we call me, my body and my mind, seeing it more like as part of nature, rather than being, you know, our project, our this or our that, and then really getting, taking it all personal, too personal. Now it's stopped again, and then there's the, oh my God, it's going to start again or not? So we could just like sit here the whole day constantly being afraid that it's going to start again. Or we can just let it be what it is. So, Fred, could you now close the door, please, for us? Thank you. Thank you. So, Diane has asked me to, you know, start the teachings today by giving an overview of the Four Noble Truths, and speaking a little bit in particular about the Third Noble Truth.